Good morning. It's Captain Marty here. Tuesday, May the 14th. Moving on into a busy fishing week too, and I'm going to tell you all about that. Just stand by right here. I'll be right back.
At Fishing Unlimited on the Nag's Head Manio Causeway, not only can you get stocked up with all the bait, tackle, and amenities necessary to fish, but you can also be your own captain. That's right. At Fishing Unlimited, you can rent one of their spacious pontoon boats to go fishing, crabbing, dolphin watching, or just to cruise the Roanoke Sound. It's family fun at its finest. Half day and full day rentals are available. Be your own captain at Fishing Unlimited on the Nag's Head Manio Causeway. I'm sitting here with Captain Andy Ennis of Old North State Charters. And Andy, it seems as if you catch fish or you crash your boat trying to catch fish.
Well, Justin, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. When I get on my boat in the morning, it reeks of excellence. No one can hang with my stuff. I'm just a big old hairy American fishing machine. You ain't first, you're last. Check out what I do online at oldnorthstatefishing.com. If you want to catch some fish, let's go.
Okay, let's get on with the offshore report like we always do. Variety is the spice of life. Hatteras is having some good fishing right now. They got some blackfin tuna, and there's always seems to be more blackfin tuna and wahoo in Hatteras, more yellowfin tuna at Oregon Inlet this time of year. Both fleets catch all the tunas at times, but the Hatteras fleet also catching some scattered dolphin or mahi. They're catching some wahoos, and they are the wahoo capital of the world, and a pretty good blue marlin bite going on. Each day, several blue marlin are caught and released, so that's good, and that's good especially when you consider that they had the Hatteras Village Offshore Open kicking off Wednesday. They'll fish Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I'll be down there covering that tournament, doing some scoring, handling the VHF radio, and you will be able to get updates right here as we go through the week. I'll let you know what the standings are for that, but wind's going to come back around out of the southwest, be more traditional, and I think we're going to have a good tournament. A lot of boats already signed up, so we'll see what happens. Inshore down in Hatteras, a few cobia. They've been mamaking some drum, bluefish, Spanish mackerel. That's the main things. They're also catching some king mackerel, doing a little bit of bottom fishing for beeliners and sea bass, amberjack, things like that. Oregon Inlet has had some good yellowfin tuna fishing and a good class of tuna, some of them up to 90 pounds, and a scattered big eye tuna as well, some of them up to 150 pounds. But it's kind of the haves and the have-nots. Some people are really having to work to get a half a dozen. Some people are catching a limit or roughly 18 tuna in an hour. It just depends on when they hit you, if they hit all your baits at one time, and where they hit you. They also have a few mahi, a very scattered blue marlin, and wahoo. Inshore, they're catching some cobia and Spanish mackerel. And both of the fleets are catching the king mackerel that we mentioned a little bit earlier. So that's what's happening with our offshore stuff. Surf fishing, Cape Point, a pretty good drum bite in the evenings down there for the red drum right before dark. It's been pretty good. I've been hearing some reports out of down that way from Red Drum Tackle, and they know exactly what's going on that point. I can promise you that. So there's a good bite on drum of all sizes. Really up and down our beaches. We're seeing some yearlings. We're seeing some slot-sized puppy drum, especially on the piers. And while we're talking about piers, most of our piers are tangling with bluefish. In fact, Avon Pier, catch of the day, had a bluefish blitz yesterday where they were really, really biting old school, like the good old days. And, you know, that is a lot of fun. That's a hard-pulling fish, a lot of fun to catch. They have had drum, sea mullet, pretty good sea mullet bite going on right now. Still a few puffers around, some small sharks, things like that, and some Spanish mackerel even off the pier. So it's good. I would say the surf and pier fishing is consistent and good, and will continue to do nothing but get better over the next week or so. So that's something important to know. I'm going to take a little break, just a few seconds, and I'll be back to talk to you about what's going on in the sound.
What could possibly be more fun than watching a bottlenose dolphin swim and play in the water right beside you? Hop aboard HarborStar Dolphin Tours at Wanchese Marina and witness this remarkable animal up close. The HarborStar is a spacious 50-foot vessel with a wide, shady canopy that runs two-hour trips multiple times a day, including a breathtaking sunset cruise. To book your tour, go online to WancheseMarina.com and click HarborStar Dolphin Tours. See the majestic bottlenose dolphin up close with HarborStar Dolphin Tours.
Okay, back in the Pamlico Sound, we have a good drum bite and a good bluefish bite. We have big blues and medium blues back in the sound. I mentioned the drum, and we also have a few speckled trout being caught. That's the long and the short of it, really. There are a few other things being caught, but we're not seeing or hearing about anything like flounders, or not much in the way of things like spots and croakers. But we do have the drum, the bluefish, the trout, and the striped fish, which would be the black drum or sheephead, catching a few of those as well. So all in all, that's holding about the same. And as we get into the midweek, that fishing slows down because we don't get many boats out there doing it. But there still is opportunity to go do it yourself by boat, or to charter a boat for a half-day trip and do a backcountry guided trip. So that's our fishing report here on this Tuesday morning. Plenty of stuff happening, some excitement in the future with this big tournament coming up. Thank you for stopping by, and I'll let you know if anything changes.